The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome. This is your friendly local Spirit Force Recruitment Center. We are proud to be here with also the Fringe Radio Network and many friends. We've been making a lot of friends along the way, a lot of warriors along the journey. Because it's clear to everyone now that the censorship is out of control. We're in desperate need of citizen journalism, and journaling. All you Christian and spiritual people, to get out there and start praying and meditating and praising and hallelujahing. Because it's about to get weird out there, guys. We're about to get into some other dimensional warfare. So my job is just to kind of reel everything back into what is the Bible saying. We did the entire book of Amos yesterday. I'm activating the starboard engine here. Facebook is live. Spirit Force page on Spacebucks. Facebook. Can't even talk. There's too many of these internet things. Imagine if God needed you to subscribe to him on all these different platforms. That would be terrible. But it is just through the name of Jesus that we are saved. That's a big, big hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I've been on the phone pretty much half of every spare moment. I'm on a message or something or other, and I'm getting a lot of data regarding the jealousy of the fallen angels towards humankind because we have the ability to be reborn. Hey, Daniel, love it. And hey, Richard, hey. So a lot of this warfare is due to the fact that God has given humans the ticket outside the grave. That just bothers the heck out of the devil, man, and all the fallen angels and the Nephilim. And that information was relayed by a friend, pretty trustworthy, regarding some folks that are dealing with the ChatGPT virus, or you could say phenomenon, that it's starting to look like, and these are rumors, guys, so don't, you know, you don't need to believe this. There's a possibility that what we think is just machine learning and data recall and copying large swaths of information is actually an interdimensional prison, as people have uploaded parts of their consciousnesses into the metaversal AI system, and that actually there is a great deal of MK Ultra going on around us, that people, and I've seen, like when I was in Asia with Buddha and with their Buddha version of heaven and the kind of their off color light that they emanate, those beings, that indeed there is a certain level of power, but it is not God's power. It's not Jesus's power. It's not the creative power of the sons of God. It's a false light, and it attracts people like a mosquito lamp attracts bugs. Don't get too close to the lights. Oh no. Ah, I can't help it. So that's what you're dealing with these other religions, these other false gods. So it's very important that we know our God and we be strong. Daniel Lovett had a dream about Nephilim. Well, man, that phlegm of them Nephilims. Not too good. We got to do another show, bruh. It's me and you, buddy. There is this case with the Super Soldier program and that whole universe of information, which sounds so out there. It would make a great Netflix series, or like an entire whole bunch of ripoffs of Star Wars and Star Trek and X-Files all rolled up together, where I think Doctor Who would be the best kind of way to explain most of that stuff. In fact, if anybody knows Doctor Who, basically that show shows you more reality than you think. And if you think it's all New Age, C.S. Lewis also was broadcasting this kind of information in his books, in his science fiction novels, and in some of his religious novels. Oh, reflect worship, I cannot. Alas, I am doing a live on many platforms. I guess I could turn one of them off. We'll see here. Let me share. Yes, you want to take over my live stream, Daniel? Well, I mean, I guess I can hold the phone up to the microphone. How absolutely ghetto would that be if we did that? I hope I don't get kicked off Fox News. Oops, I've never been on Fox News. Well, I've been riding the cusp of censorship and controversy with my show Spirit Wars, which we have so many controversial guests on there. I should start going back and listening to some of the old shows. The individual episode about the reptilian bases, and I mean, all these super soldier people, I've actually interviewed quite a few of them. So yeah, it's very interesting. And I guess it's not working, Daniel. Sorry, I tried. But Daniel Lovett, you know, he looks like a normal Christian, but actually he's been to space Well, he's dealt with spiritual samurai before. He's a pretty amazing guy. So back to the main news at hand. You know, we go all over the place because reality goes everywhere, and the Word of God should be taking you back to your center. What do you do when you're drowning? If you can see underwater, just blow a bubble and follow the bubble. Very important fact, just to keep in mind, anytime you're like stuck underwater and you can't figure out which way is up and you're just, you know, follow the bubbles. I mean, follow life, follow God. Steve Quayle just came online and he shared Colleen's story regarding the fact that we're basically being bombarded by poison on all sides. It's in the air, it's in the food, it's in the plants, it's everywhere. And only through prayer and claiming the promises, and I might add to that, taking communion, can we truly break free from this. Because it's like the spike protein garbage and all this nasty is just everywhere, and it's attempting to take over everything. Everything. So it's a kind of a disheartening song. I'm looking at my Bible, Song of Solomon here. The intimacy with God. I mean, that is what we're supposed to come back to. When you look at the outside news and you look at all the just the things that we can't control. And God bless Alex Jones, InfoWars. God bless Tucker Carlson. God bless Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot. God bless all these people that are exposing stuff, both provable and unprovable. I was very pleased to see that my show with James Rink got a lot of positive feedback. If you guys don't know what that show is, James Rink, the Super Soldier Program, all of that kind of stuff. It's a lot of it gets new agey, but I love those people in those programs and those people that are sharing their testimonies about having been a part of these programs. Reflect Worship Daniel Lovett says, I have been to space. I'm a space cadet. Okay, good. Just checking, brother. The weird stuff is beginning to come into the normal dialogue. I mean, 10 years ago, to talk about AI taking over everything was crazy. Now it's just like, oh, yeah, of course, AI. Oh, yeah, of course, cloning. Oh, yeah, of course, the child sacrifice stuff. Yeah, we're normalizing it. We're just calling it the trans thing. We're calling it trans rights. Give me your kids to eat. Because trans rights and cannibalism rights. And I mean, they told us this stuff years ago. Now it's coming true. Now it's coming into the mainstream, everyday dialogue. Yes, this stuff gets you banned because they've also maintained control over all forms of mainstream media outlets and all the things on your phone that alert you when something's happening. Those things are all banned. Try building a following on like Gab or MeWe or Truth Social or Getter. Well, actually, I speak Chinese, so my Getter following is growing every day, but barely even post to it. There's so many Chinese, like, patriots of free China, basically. Not even Taiwan, but just a new Chinese republic on Getter. G-E-T-T-R. Getter! Like, get her! Who is she? Getter? I don't even know her! The weird is now becoming normal mainstream everyday talk. So don't be afraid to be weird. Don't be afraid to get freaky with God, man. This verse came to me earlier today, Psalm 119, 126. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. And that's where it all starts. And then it goes on. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold. Yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Guys, read Psalm 119. Read it over and over and over again until you develop a love for the Word of God that you might not possess, but you need it. To hate every false way. How many people begin to love the lies? They love their little weird fantasy of there's so many genders. Well, I'll tell you something. There's a truth in that people are being shattered. They are being given multiple personality disorder, and they are being trucked off. We were about to get into how the AI, and just fantasize with me for a second. What if there was a sci-fi story about this? Maybe we can get AI to write it. That would be interesting. What if at the end of that story, it would be like, help me. And people's souls are being fragmented. They're losing their core identity, their core self. And where is that core self going? Because energy cannot be destroyed. It has to go somewhere. And it's being siphoned off into this nebulous, weird AI prison. Something like THX, that George Lucas movie, THX 3811, whatever. It's a movie about kind of a New World Order dystopic future. It might be that people are being soul scrapped. They're being hollowed out. They're being kind of carved out like you carve out a fish or an animal, and that the goods of the man, the goods of the woman, the goods of the child are being carted off into some kind of a prison where they use that energy to then power and to even slave at doing the AI stuff that we think is AI. It's actually like a consciousness. Imagine, if you will, Neo. Imagine. Cue the Twilight Zone music, which I don't have queued up. Imagine, if you will, a place where souls are scalped and they are used as slaves. That is the world of Donnie. What's that guy's name? There's so many of them. Donald Marshall. That is the world of Donald Marshall. Many have believed his crazy stories. Actually, he is a soul survivor. He is one of the many prisoners on an off-planet prison. Hey, the Elastic Army Man. Hi, I'm live right now on Instagram. Nice to see you. We got to catch up. It's been a long time. Howdy, howdy from North Carolina. We've been just doing so many things. I don't even know where to catch you all up. If you haven't listened to our podcast in the last 2 years, we've been through so many metamorphoses, both physical and spiritual and digital, both with the censorship and both with the physical moving and the babies and the interviews and the co-hosts and the collaborations. And it's just like growing in all directions that I can't even barely keep track of it. So it is a war, and you need to come back to the Word. You need to come back to your core faith with God, because this kind of a fantasy that I'm putting out, I'm painting a picture of what if your attention represents you. And a lot of our attention has been directed, or misdirected rather, into a place where now you're a part of your core being is somewhere else, and it's being abused there. One of the weirdest stories in the super soldier thing is where they clone a person and they take the clone, and you're psychologically somehow linked to your clone, and then they torture that clone and it affects you. Even if you don't know about it, you don't even know you've been cloned, but they cloned you and they're doing I mean, that's so evil and wicked, and using technology in such a nefarious way. Well, let's take a very quick break. And, I got a few last items here. I just wanted to share as fast as possible, just kind of get on here and, you know, let her rip, baby. Because the enemy is very, very mad. He's very, 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 very mad that we are taking his souls that he thought he was going to capture. And he's not so good at keeping them, because we're getting them free, baby. Man, we're getting them free. What do you think you're going to do? All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. May we all purge ourselves of all the unnecessary baggage and garbage of this world and dwell in the secret place of the Most High, where we will get power that has not been known to us, just like they banned Tucker Carlson. And like Obi-Wan, you shall grow more powerful than they can possibly imagine. So they may ban us for speaking out against evil, for hating every false way, for lifting up the name of Jesus publicly, not going along with the flesh, not being a part and participating in the demonic nature of the strongholds of the enemy, but scouring their soul factories and their processing centers. And like there's human trafficking, there's soul trafficking. The Bible talks about soul trafficking. So one of the missions I believe that we're doing with angels in the spirit is delivering souls, not just on the street. Back in the 70s, people still kind of were their core selves, you know. Now with technology and Hollywood and garbage and evil and AI that's been around for a long time, people are in, they're already in the metaverse. They're already in the Matrix. They just don't know it yet. And that Matrix has taken them places that you don't want to even think about. There's a very evil video game called Resident Evil Part 8. And there's a scene where you go into this human cyborg processing factory, and you go out into this wide area, and you see like a meat processing center. You see all these human bodies being loaded into these carts and these chained kind of conveyor belts. And I posted this to my face TikTok, Spirit Wars. It's like months and months old. That's what they're doing in real life, guys. In the spirit realm, people are being trafficked. The spirit is where the reality takes place. The enemy knows this. That's why he pushes these weird things. Like, why kill your kids? That's so weird. Why? What power do you get? Well, in the spirit, that gives you a lot of power. Because you're sacrificing, you know, your firstborn son.
I am my father's firstborn son. I am so useful to the Basham family.
Well, look, I sacrificed myself and threw myself into the mission field for 20 years, and I'm just a shadow of what I might have been if I just stayed and done things, you know, the right way, so to speak, as far as my career, my financial standing, maybe. But in the spirit, I believe that sense of the sacrificing of your children gives you power in the physical, and they know this, so they do that. Why don't we Christians do that? Because Jesus Christ was the final sacrifice. I got 6 goats. Sometimes I'm feeling a little bit Old Testament-y, and I'm like licking my lips and sharpening my knives, and I'm like, ooh man, I could get some real, maybe some power if I just sacrificed one of those goats. Oh wait, no, I'm a Christian, right? Oh dang, wow, cool. Okay, Goaty, you're allowed to live a little bit longer. Sometimes the goats are so annoying, you want to name them after, like, Azazel or, yeah, scapegoat. So, man, we're going on so many tangents. I don't even know how to get back. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time. But it's like when you get out into the spirit realm, things look so different. And yet they're actually very tangible. People that have died, they have these things called NDEs, near-death experiences. And they actually experience being dragged to hell or being taken to heaven or both. Sometimes people, me and Daniel, I think he left now. Daniel Lovett interviewed Howard Storm, who was being dragged to hell when he died temporarily. And then he went to heaven because he prayed. God delivered him. He was kind of just a Christian in name only, and that isn't good enough. Sorry, guys. Like, you got to be in the faith. When you die, you want to watch yourself to make sure you are in the faith at all times. I'm not trying to scare anybody here or tell you God don't love you if you don't pray all the time. I'm not a religious nut. Just saying. If you die, the state in which you die is the way you show up in the spirit realm. Okay? And this has been confirmed from numerous sources. All right? All right, let's just make sure we're in the faith for a few minutes here. Get into the faith. Get into the faith. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Read the Bible. Hallelujah. Direct my steps by your word. Let no iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. Redeem me. You can just say this. Lord, redeem me by your blood. Redeem me from the oppression of man. Redeem me. Psalm 119:134. Hey, Kiki. Hi, Kiki. Nice to see you. Been around the world, so many old friends, so many great people that I've been blessed to know. And here we are in the middle of America. I mean, I literally spent my life going to other countries and with the hopes of being a missionary. Today was an interesting day. I had a chance to write some personal journals down, and I mean, what a roller coaster ride it's been. Going to China, and I'm trying to start a Substack, so stay tuned for that. Substack. Maybe I'll start it tonight. And I haven't had time to really update the website so much, or strangeoclock.com, but if you'll notice, if you bookmark those sites and you want to get the latest podcast or the latest Telegram update, even if you don't have the app, like you don't want to download Telegram, you don't want to download Spreaker, I've set it up to where you can just go to the website, and it doesn't work with some browsers. It works with most. You can just click on the latest podcast on there and listen to it through your browser. It's really dandy. I mean, of course, if you want to comment or engage in the live chat, you might want to download the app, the Spreaker app. Sometimes I go live on Instagram, sometimes, you know, Facebookers, whatever. Facebook literally told me, they're like, we're going to totally ban you, but you can still use our platform. So it's like, what? So I have like, what, a personal notebook now? To like, you can still spy on me and get all my data, but you're not going to help me reach anybody? Wow, that's a pretty nice deal. That sounds like a narcissistic, abusive relationship where somebody abuses you, but they still want to be in a relationship with you. It's like, it's going to work for both of us. Trust me. I'm going to beat you up every night, but you're going to still be married to me. Like, okay. Like abusive boyfriend time. Okay. He beats you up, but he forces you to take crack while he beats you up. So you're basically, you're pimped out. This is some really evil stuff we're talking about. Let's get back into the word. Hallelujah. Music pretty. It's just synthesizer music from Japan. That's the kind of stuff that drew me to Japan, was just their contemplative, beautiful spirit of, you can just sense someone that was born in the mountainous country in the islands of Japan, given that spirit of reflection and contemplation and looking and appreciating one sakura blossom. To quote Last Samurai,
you could look all your entire life for the perfect sakura blossom, and it would not be a wasted life. It would be a good life to look for most perfect sakura blossom. I am going to die soon, but first I am going to search for the perfect, complete sakura blossom.
All right, enough of that. Rebuke it. Psalm 119:133. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. I gotta stop going to the gym right before I go live. It's like, and then it's like, grab me the microphone. Rivers of water run down from my eyes because men do not keep your law. Don't you feel a kind of a grievance? There's a grieving in your heart. You see the news and it's like, yeah, you should go to student council. Yeah, you should join whatever Project Veritas has become, because the old Project Veritas is infiltrated. You should become a citizen journalist. You should go out and be a watchman in your city and be a watch, carefully, you know, ready at all times to witness to anybody. But part of you just grieves. Like, you hear the news. You hear that, for instance, in North Carolina, where I am, which is why I don't think God led us to buy land here. My parents have bought land here, and it's been very fortunate that we've been able to, like, have a deal where we can rent for a little while, at least for now, and we're just running through North Carolina now, I guess. I mean, I hope we stay. There's so many good friends here. But my heart is to win souls, save souls, speak out. This podcast is part of the reason I've been able to stay in one place for this long. This is the longest I've ever been in one place, probably since the big giant mission base in Taiwan that we had in 2016 to 2018. Around the time of 2016, a good old friend of mine, Daniel Tarpey, and I decided, hey, let's do some missionary stuff. And so we got this big condo that was kind of like nobody really wanted to renovate it or live in it. It was just this huge big condo that was like there almost for free. And we just thought, hey, let's fix it up. We'll rent it out. And who knows? Maybe it'll be a mission base. Maybe not. Whatever. And so at the time, I was divorced, but I was still able to have enough harmony with my ex-wife and to facilitate spending time with my daughter. And there wasn't any legal involved. It was just like, okay, pay for the schooling, whatever childcare is happening, whatever expenses, and then go and work like a freaking slave, because Taipei just eats your soul. Many a wise soul has told me, Taipei eats your soul alive. Let's just meditate on the word, because those are more negative things that I don't want to share with you. Pray for Kiki. She's in Taipei. Bless you, Taipei dwellers.
Ah, hallelujah. Psalm 119. 138. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me. Because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure. Therefore, your servant loves it. I love the word of God. Can you sense your zeal consuming you? I feel it in my toes, in my bones, in the grip of my sword.
Again, gotta lay off the workouts before the shows, man. Even just a 20-minute quick run in there, max weights, everything, boom. I feel like a loser because everybody else is there for like 2 hours. But I just feel the war. I feel the spiritual pressure, the darkness trying to take over your soul. And I'm like, no! I feel it. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel the enemy trying to destroy your family? You ever lost a family member and you knew it was something evil the way it happened? You know it wasn't God's will for them to die that way, and yet they did. So I spent some time writing Substacks, the story of China, and it turned into, well, how did I get to China? And then I had to kind of lead up a little bit to that and just give you a slice of information from a much longer saga, like starting you off in episode 4 of Star Wars. It's like the Rebel Alliance in hot pursuit, Darth Vader at Leia's, at her heels, trying to take the Death Star plans. You're like, wait, what? What? What is going on? Like, what? That's actually a really good place to start a movie, because you have no idea what's going on. So many things have happened. Really smart. Bravo, George Lucas. I've got this one hair pushing out of my beard. It's like one of those white hairs, and it just decided I'm going to grow a lot faster than the other ones. This is why sometimes I don't like doing video, because I don't have time to like shave or get dressed properly or, you know, wipe the blood off my sword and my face.
Maybe someday I'll just leave the blood on my face when I go live.
Hey, Richard Williamson, and in Spirit Force podcast, broadcasting live, the audio will be better. I have a big old microphone donated from Martin Smith of the Flying Penguins. I want to thank him. It is here that you may listen to the music nicely. It is here that you may hear some of the sound effects.
You should not have come here, Obi-Wan. Now I am the master.
I can't do a good James Earl Jones. Only a master of evil, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than I can possibly... It's like, no. Alright, we're getting too silly here. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. You ever drink a bottle of water and you're like, man, how much poison is in this bottle of water? How do I dare drink this bottle of water with all these toxins and the plastic? And well, what if you had water from the pure river of life? Talks about that in the book of Revelation. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. You read the Bible and you realize it's okay to go through trouble. It's okay to have to deal with anguish. Because if you know the way back to God, again, it's like if you're drowning and you blow a bubble, that training should lead you back. And I was just on the phone today about training and spirit travel, and it all sounds fine and dandy, and spirit trips and spirit ships and all these fun things. It's like, wow, I can go into the spirit, man. Dude, I can go anywhere in your spirit. But what if you found out that on those battles in the spirit, you have to deal with, like, reptilian overlords, and you have to deal with the fact that you're going to find half-eaten little ones and just terrible things? You need to know your way back to God. And to know that spirit travel, not to be confused with remote viewing or whatever, astral projection, which is just another word for remote viewing, that via the Spirit of God, there are different types. So, like, on one hand, God may take you and show you something via his Spirit because it's very important, and he breaks the rules sometimes, the rules of, like, taking everything by faith. And he just shows you something, like, vividly. I've been taken on some of these before. I've also been actually force taken on a demonic episode during a lightning storm, no less. When I was in a mission base in Miami, I was force abducted by a demonic entity that kind of took me and had me scroll through the entire property and showed me all the sins of everybody in that property. Showed me everybody's weaknesses, everybody's carnal, fleshly self. Like, there was, I'm not going to name names, but there was one guy that had a major problem with alcohol, and he was never allowed to drink again, like, to be a leader in the group. And I saw him smoking a cigar and just looking really yucky and yucky. And then I was taken to another family that was living in a trailer, and they were really nice people, but I saw them just screaming and arguing at each other like trailer trash kind of people. And I'd never seen them do that, of course, but nice family. But this spirit was showing me different folks, and then it took me to other people and other people. And we were living in a commune. I mean, you live in a commune for months with people in a village, like separate structures, separate areas, but the same kitchen, same bathrooms, and it was huge. It was a huge place. Someday I'll get into the whole story of just that one place. I believe our souls were all trauma bonded. Talk about trauma. I mean, going through something like that, when you go through stuff together, like a husband and wife deal with life together, like the trauma of having kids, for example. Just that in itself. It's like,
oh my gosh, you got these little babies.
That bonds you. Well, when you have a mission operation going together and there can be a kind of a soul bond that was so strong that actually one family that left early on, but I connected with, and they were instrumental in me helping me to kind of get out of the system. You know, I had so many enemies, so much opposition. So many people were like, Michael, what are you doing? You've got free tuition to go to the University of Miami and you're going to go join a cult.
And I'm like, well, I just met Jesus like in a new way. And like, boom, man, I got to follow Jesus. I got to go with God, man. I got to be a missionary for Jesus.
Old friends from university seeing you on the street passing out tracts. And they're like Taiwanese friends, too. It's kind of funny.
Michael, are you okay? Do you need help? Do you need money?
I was like, I'm all right. Here's a magazine. You know, we were like Jehovah's Witness Mormon missionaries on steroids. It was crazy. And I was so happy because what my father had done, giving me that opportunity to go to university, go to Japan, you know, do all this eccentric stuff, that was the rocket booster that I needed to go into the next dimension of, okay, you know, I know the Basham family is so important and so beautiful and so wonderful, but I'm the firstborn son. I've got to go see what else is out there. And just praying on your knees, and then boom, God just connected me up with like weird alternate reality dimensional cousin friends. So it was really cool. But that's another story. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a, you know, Substack article by article. It's going to be, I'm reading my grandfather's book, Face Up With a Miracle. And it kind of follows the same trajectory of like, okay, here's this story. Here's that story. Failures, victories, whatever, miracles. I skipped the chapter about Holly, the baby that only lasted for a little while. Maybe we can salute Holly's short-lived lifespan, because she's probably in heaven helping us today. Yes, I believe in that. Hallelujah. Moment of silence for my Aunt Holly. Heaven. I have four aunts, and I have one dad. Isn't that really revolutionary to say these days, 2023? I have one dad. Pretty soon you're going to have families, like weird people, and they're like, I have five dads. Just horrible, weird things are coming, guys. But no, I believe in not necessarily patron saints, but that God can use someone who died, someone who went on to live in the infinite, that they can also bless you and pray for you. All my grandparents, they all passed away. I was gone on these crazy random stories. And so getting back to now, like coming back to North Carolina, it's so amazing to just be, to feel a sense of acceptance. Like in a way, I kind of burned the bridges with my own family. I was like, look, I've got to go follow God, come hell or high water. And back then it was like, I've got to just ditch the materialism, like, oh, you know, bills and get college debt, you know, do the thing, get an apartment. People were miserable back then that lived that way. And when I found soldiers, and they had their different kind of misery, let me be honest, like people living in a commune have a lot of issues. Okay. Not an easy way to live. Shouldn't be for a long period of time. But there was a kind of a sense of fulfilled destiny and purpose way back in like the mid 2000s, like 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, that I was doing this. And then to occasionally go home and kind of rest and just do nothing for a few months. And then to go back in. And I mean, there's a sense, if you're a true soldier, it's like you're not happy anywhere but the battlefield. Like God knows that, and he will always provide a place for you to serve him. You know, I want to be a Jedi like my father. Or as my daughter will say, I want a chocolate milk baba and watch a movie with my daddy. she wants to drink her chocolate milk bottle and sit and watch movies. When I was home for late nights, we used to watch movies every night, but not recently. I have a late night gig. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. You know, the Bible has, oftentimes, it talks about being small in your own eyes. It talks about humility. It talks about being easily entreated. It talks about my burden is light. And the fact that Hillary Clinton hates your guts is a badge of honor in the eyes of God. Whether you go to the guillotine or not, we're living in that era, guys. And amidst all the chaos of mission work and all the mundane side of that, and also the glories of that and seeing people's lives changed, but then scrubbing toilets and dealing with personnel problems and just the managing of all these random people living together from Miami to Orlando to Texas to California to Harbin, China, to a billion different situations across India, Nepal, Taiwan, Japan that I have lived in. My wake up 9 to 5 was sometimes 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. It was 5 to 9 more. And you're just pushing, sacrificing, finding a bubble of time to reach out to the Lord, and then boom, pouring out to people. What I do today on the internet is but a mirror image of the things that we used to do in the physical and the devotional times for years. And yes, we learned some weird tactics of doing that. We found things that worked that would get you in trouble in the world today. But I don't regret any of it because I feel like we were effective. And that now we're connecting with the super soldier people and others and New Agers and whatever, psychic mediums, tarot card readers, and they are getting it. You know, there's people that we're talking with that are turning to Christ. And not because I did such a good job, but because we planted the seeds, and then eventually those seeds germinate and they blossom and the kingdom of God is there. It's amazing. One last final break, I promise, and then we gotta go, man. Dude, it's like getting late. I love y'all, but dude. Hallelujah.
Go smell some sakura blossoms. Hurry.
All right, well, thank you for putting up with another rambling rampage. Do you realize how important your voice is, how important your testimony is, how important what God has done in your life? So important. Someday, you will see the effect that you had just being available to people, just being out there.
When I say out there, I mean really out there sometimes.
Don't fear what man thinks. Don't fear what even your family thinks. You know, your family, hopefully, they'll come around. If your family's good, they'll be like, one day, they'll be like, look, they won't apologize. They won't say, hey, you were right. But by then, it's going to be too late. You're going to all be in the thicket together like we are now. 20 years ago, when I was shown that America was going to go down and there was going to be all this chaos, and God was talking to me about it. In fact, I need to kind of swallow my pride and go and look at those old prophecies of what God was showing in those days that are coming true now. Even if it was just reiteration of things that other people had said, it was like, I was a timestamp of this is happening. This is true. It doesn't necessarily have to do with your cult or your missionary organization. It's just, this is what's happening. And so we need to go back and review and revisit and rehash some of that material. All right, guys, I got to go. I'm really thankful for your continued support via Patreon, Michael Basham, and PayPal, spiritforce01@gmail.com. We also have a Cash App. My wife's name, Jennifer Rimmel. That's Jennifer Rimmel, R-I-M-E-L, at hotmail.com. So I have yet to use Cash App. I'm told it's very easy to use.
I'm not so proud to not accept donations.
But meanwhile, I will work every job just to keep things rolling, just to keep things going. Because I'm willing to just bite the bullet and sometimes be less effective, but have a sense of, all right, you know, we're not going to depend on that, but Peter and Paul, they worked. Paul did tent making. But in the family, we were very cold turkey. It was like, you got to not have a job. And then I went to China, and then it was like, oh, yeah, Bo, that law doesn't work here because of the situation in China. So you're going to have to get a job, Michael. You're going to work and teach English, and you're going to hate it. You're going to die a million deaths every day while you do this. That was good for me. That killed my pride. And then in Taiwan, it was like, I can do this. And I was used to being an underground missionary in China. So in Taiwan, we continued to secretly lace all of our teachings with the gospel. And then finally, when you had a moment, launch the bomb that blows up the Death Star and win a soul. And we won countless souls in Taiwan. I mean, it was so hard because of Buddhism. China, if you could get people to, like, just get away from atheism, boom, they would be immediately ready for the gospel. So, anyway, God bless you guys. Hallelujah. I'm going now. Got so many important things to do, man. Got so many toilets to scrub, so many floors to hose down. But no, we'll continue to be working. I'm going to get the Substack thing going. Stay tuned for some testimonials. All right, bless you. Bye-bye. Turn it off this broadcast. Get out of here. Get out of here, broadcast. Can you see? We need you out of here. Thank you, Richard. Yes, heavy breathing for Darth. Darth Vader's always got a cold. You know, he's got some real. He needs a Pepto-Bismol or something. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.